Mr. F, wouldn't you let the poor fellow have a pair of boots if he didn't have any?
S, no. If I wanted him to have my boots, I could give them to him myself.
Mr. F, just let him wear them for a little while, and break them in for you.
S, I don't want them broke in.
Mr. F, well, they are gone, and I am afraid you will have a hard time finding them.
S, I'll wallop him when I get him.
Mrs. B, he isn't to blame, if Sal gave them to him.
S, what do you know about it?
Mrs. B, nothing at all, only I think the boy shouldn't be pounded if Sal gave him the boots.
S, I don't know whether she did or not, I thought maybe she did.
Mr. F, I wouldn't get so excited if I were you.
S, I never get excited.
Mr. F, are you cool?
S, no, I am not very cool.
Mr. F, makes some noise.
S, what's the matter, have you got the stomach ache?
To Mr. B, is he sick?
Mr. B, oh, no. He is all right. You will hear from him very soon.
S, I heard from him just about as much as I want to.
Mr. B, you will hear something now. You watch him, and see if he talks to you the same that he did before. He is a very peculiar man. He can talk Indian, Irish, or Yankee.
S, can he talk American?
Mr. B, yes, he did talk American to you.
S, yes, he did.
Mr. B, he can talk Indian just as well.
S, I don't want him to talk Indian, because I don't understand it.
Mr. B, he can talk Irish, too.
S, I don't know but what I might understand that, I have had some experience in that line.
Mr. B, when he talks Irish, he talks good, sound sense, he will tell you some things you don't know about.
S, well, I know most everything.
Tom, come right here, then, I would like to see a man that knows most everything.
S, thunder and damnation.
Tom, turn around, and let me see if you have got a hump on your back. So much knowledge ought to make you one-sided.
S, oh, mercy.
He's a ripper, isn't he?
Tom, come here, John.
S, hold on, I want to see what this young lady is doing here.
What are you doing, miss?
Mrs. E, I'm trying to take down what that man says. It is pretty hard work sometimes, don't you think so?
S, can you get in the rip?
Go ahead.
Let her fly.
Let her fly.
Mr. B, this Irishman seems to know you. You must be an old acquaintance.
S, I never knew him in my life.
Mr. B, how did he know your name?
S, oh, he guessed it.
Mr. B, he can guess your other name right, too.
He can guess your father's name, and your mother's, and your sister's.
S, say, do you know my father?
Say, you Irish B, you.
Mrs. B, he's a gentleman, if he is an Irishman.
S, say, Pat, he has subsided.
Mrs. B, you talk to him nice, and then he will answer you.
S, say, you gentleman, do you know my father?
Do you know my mother?
Tom, why, yes, I have seen them.
S, when did you see them?
Tom, I saw them here.
S, no, you didn't.
Tom, see here, don't you contradict me.
S, yes, I will.
You never saw my mother and father here.
Tom, you don't know.
S, yes, I do.
You don't think I am a fool, do you?
Tom, no, but I think you are very foolish.
S, oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Tom, I'll tell you what I think you are.
You are a fool in your own conceit.
S, in my own conceit?
Tom, yes, because you think you are so smart, and know so much, and when you come right down to it you don't know a yet.
S, I didn't say I knew everything, but I have seen a good deal.
I see that you want to have a row with me.
Tom, no, I don't.
S, you are trying to get up a row, that's the Irish of it.
Oh, GD them.
I hate them.
Tom, I would like to know what you are.
If I was guilty of going down to Sue's and raising a row down there, as you did, I wouldn't say much about rows.
S, I only had a little fun, that's all.
Tom, yes, you had fun enough at Mag's expense. You treated her dirty mean, and if I had been there I would have wrung your neck.
S, you couldn't do it.
Tom, I would like to know if I couldn't do it.
S, it takes somebody to do that.
Tom, you come right here now.
S, well,
Maybe I will, and maybe I won't. He thinks he can say come. And I will come. If you want me, you can just come right out here. Tom, I am looking you over to see what you are made of.
S, well, look away.
Tom, you have got a great big bump of conceit on one side.
S, oh, I have.
On which side?
Tom, on your right side, where you can have it handy.
S, I haven't laid a straw in your way. You have made up your mind to quarrel with me.
Tom, no, I tell you you are a curiosity to me, because I never saw a man quite like you before.
S, I don't suppose you did.
I never saw a man quite like you, either.
Tom, well, we are both learning something. We are both getting an experience tonight that will be a benefit to you and to me.
Say, I want to ask you a question, right here now.
Who is Lucy?
S, Lucy who?
Tom, why, don't you know her?
S, I know a Lucy, but she is not here.
Tom, she isn't.
S, no, how could she be?
Tom, she could be here, just the same as you are here.
S, oh, no, she died long ago.
Tom, how did you get here?
S, I walked here, of course.
Tom, did you walk barefooted, or with your boots on?
S, I don't know as that is any of your business.
Tom, look down at your feet now, and see what you have got on them.
S, why, I have got my socks on.
Tom, where are your boots?
S, that D-fool has got them.
I told you that before.
You needn't ask any questions about that.
But my socks haven't got holes in, and yours have.
Tom, how do you know?
S, I'll bet you.
Just pull off your boots, and let's look.
Tom, you don't see me.
Now I will show you something.
S, what are you going to show me?
Tom, look right at the young man's head, and I will show you.
S, ha 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 ha.
The D. Fool had set fire to his head.
Mr. B, that is the Irishman coming out of him.
S, oh, cracky.
That's a queer thing, isn't it?
Well, that is the devil himself.
S, that is no man.
Tom,
yes, that is the man that has been talking to you.
You watch him, and you will see him go back again.
S, that's funny.
Mr. B, did he go back again?
S, no, he's standing up there.
I never saw anything like that in my life.
The. He's sucking him in.
He's sucking him in.
That's a good trick.
Mr. B, it isn't a trick at all.
There is no trick about it.
S, well, then, how could he go out through his head and come back?
Through his head?
Mr. B, he's a spirit.
S, a spirit.
Mr. B, yes, this Irish spirit takes possession of the young man and talks through him.
S, well, that's a queer thing, upon my word.
I never saw anything like that before.
That is a strange thing.
Mr. B, it is worth thinking about, isn't it?
S, it certainly is.
Mr. B, this spirit has seen your father, mother, and sister, and can tell you about them.
Tom, well, now, did you see me?
S, I should say I did.
Tom, you see, then, I don't have to wear socks.
S, you don't.
Tom, why, no, because I am a spirit in spirit life.
We don't have to wear material clothes such as you wore when you were in the body.
S, why do you go into that man and come out of him in that way?
Where is the man?
Tom, the man is here just the same.
I am simply using his organism to talk to you.
Because if I were to talk to you as a spirit, until you are prepared and understand what has happened to you, you wouldn't understand me.
S, what has happened to me?
Tom, well, there has something happened to you, and I will tell you.
S, the gentleman said you could tell me something about my people, my father and mother.
Tom, yes, I can.
S, what can you tell me about them?
Tom, they are happy, and they send their love to you, and they want to help you all they can.
S, well, by gee, I need help badly sometimes.
I tell you, I have had a hard road of it, but I am not going to give up.
Tom, say, John, Hannah is here.
S, is she?
How does she look?
Tom, she is beautiful.
S, is she happy?
Tom, yes, she is very happy.
S, well, I am glad she is happy.
Well, well, well. That is strange, too, isn't it?
Tom, no, there is nothing strange about it.
Didn't you suppose that your father and your mother, and all your people that belong to you, lived after they died? Well, I didn't know. I supposed they went to heaven. Tom, you don't suppose because they left their old body they are going to forget they loved you, do you? Well, I don't know. Tom, do you think if you got out of your old body you would forget little Flora? Well, if I was myself I wouldn't, of course. Tom, who is it that gets out of your body but yourself? I can't tell that, you know. Tom, it wouldn't be anybody else but you. Say, John, I have got something queer to tell you. It will seem queer to you. Well, tell me. Tom, now, don't get excited. Do you know, John, there are lots of folks that die, get out of their body, and don't know it? Well, maybe they don't know anything, perhaps that is the end of them. Tom, oh, no, because if it was it would have been the end of me, and I have been out of the body a good while, and I know that we live forever, and keep growing and progressing and learning more and more of the wonderful knowledge of God. Well, that is all right enough if everybody is well off, but if they have to go down with the old gentleman it isn't quite so pleasant. Tom, there is no such thing. Those teachings are erroneous. But, of course, you have got to reap just what you sow. I was telling you, you remember, that sometimes people make the change called death and don't know it. Yes, you were saying that. Tom, I have seen a good many of them, and tonight I am having the same experience, coming in contact with a spirit who has left the body without being aware of it, and this spirit returns to earth and talks to mortals with all the assurance that he had when in the body, which, of course, is quite natural, taking up the last thought he had when he left the body, when he came in tired and he took off his boots, and then he lay down. Then he thought, well, now I will get up and go out and see about that grain. And he went around hunting for his boots, but he couldn't find them. Do you know such an individual? Well, I had that experience. What are you trying to make out of that? Of course, I lost my boots. Tom, don't you remember, you took them off, and you were tired? Yes, I took them off. Tom, and you lay down on the couch, and you felt kind of queer? Yes. Tom, well, you burst your boiler. What did you say? Tom, you left the body. I left the body. Tom, yes, you did. Do you mean that I am dead? Tom, yes, I do. Oh, God Almighty. Jesus Christ. Tom, what are you talking that way for? That is the reason you can't find your boots. Your father, your mother, Lucy, and all your friends are here tonight, and they have been the means of your being brought here so that you could talk to these people here and they talk to you, and make you understand what has happened to you. This is a stagger. Great God. If I am dead, Tom, say, John well, go on. Tom, now you look at your hand real sharp, will you, and you will see the material dissolve that your spirit is clothed with, which enables you to speak. Now, watch close, and you will see this material melt away from your hand. Now do you see? Yes. It's gone. By God. It's gone. I'm not all going away, am I? Am I all going? He is dematerialized and then rematerialized. Well, I am here again. This is the doxology. There is no use in talking. Tom, you see, John, they have clothed your spirit now with that material, so that you can speak. There is a great work being done here. Spirits gather here and try to help those who don't understand they have made the change, and try to help the poor creatures that are in sorrow, darkness, and despair up into the bright sunlight, and give them all the consolation, love, and kindness they can. Well, if I am dead, and I guess I am, dead. Tom, you have made the change called death, but there is no real death, you are just the same, John, just as much alive as ever. Where are my father and mother? Tell them I want to see them. Tom, I don't know whether you can see them just now, but you can speak to them, and they can hear every word you say, because they are the means of your being brought here tonight. They were aware of your condition, and wanted to help you out of that condition, That is the great work that is being done here. So you were brought here because the conditions are made here when your spirit can be clothed with the material which enables you to speak as you have spoken to Soft Hyphen Knight. Your father and mother and all your friends are very anxious to have you become acquainted with your condition, so that you can take up the duties pertaining to the life which you have now entered. Well, I don't know, it is a little startling to find that you are dead. What is to come? Tom, you will review your whole life, your deeds and your acts. You painted pictures, as it were? No, I never painted a picture in my life. Tom, not in that way, but a person's thoughts, acts, and deeds are recorded. They belong to you, they are part of your life. All your experiences are yours, and you will take them up and review them. You will have just the kind of place that you made. It will be like you. You will recognize your home, because it will be so like you. Say, John, just look up to your right there, and tell me if you see anything? Yes, I see the moon. Tom, is it full? Yes. Tom, well, then, it isn't the moon, because it is now only in its first quarter here. Well, it is a full moon, anyhow. Tom, it looks like a moon to you? Now you watch. Yes, I see. Tom, what do you see? I see my mother. I see my father. Father, I couldn't help it. Mrs. F., he will be happy to think you spoke to him. Why do they go away? Why do they disappear? Tom, they have not gone away. They came into your condition, and took up the condition which surrounded you, and then you could see them. But when your condition was removed from them you could not see them, and you thought they had gone away, but they are here just the same. Will I be able to see them? Tom, oh, yes, in a little time, you will be taught what to do. You will be taken charge of by good, kind spirits, and I will help you all I can. When I leave the young man, I will take you by the hand, and I will show you what to do first. That is kind of you. Tom, oh, no, I love to do it. You are not the only one who has got a lesson tonight. There are a good many others who don't understand they have made the change, and I am going to take you all together, because I know you will all go with me. I feel awful shaky. Tom, yes, that material is going to be taken from you, and then you will go with me. Mother, John. Who is that? Tom, don't you know who that is? Yes, I do know. Mother. Well, I hope it is all right. But it is very strange, isn't it? Mr. B., yes, it is a strange experience, but you have entered a beautiful life, and you will be pleased when you realize what it is. Will you go with me? Tom, yes, I will help you, it will be all right. Now bid the kind friends good night, because they have helped you, too. Good night, friends. Friends, good night. Thursday evening, September 26, 1890. We will bring a lady tonight. Eva. Friends. Friends. Friends, good evening. Good evening. Oh dear. Oh dear. Mr. F., what is the matter? Oh dear. What will I do? What will I do? Mr. F., can we help you? I don't know. Mr. F., what is the matter? I can't do anything. I don't know. I cannot understand it. I suppose it must be that I am dead. I cannot be reconciled. It must not be, it must not be. Mr. F., you are not dead. You are just as much alive as ever you were. Oh dear. It is the most dreadful thing that ever was. Mr. F., what is, to die? Why, certainly it is. Mr. F., why, no, it can't be such a dreadful thing. Yes, it is. You don't know anything about it. It is dreadful. Mr. F., you have entered a life now that is very beautiful. No. You are only cut off and deprived of everything you loved. I tell you, dear friends, you don't know what it is. Mr. F., there is a beautiful life before you that you don't see now. I cannot understand it. Mr. F., we feel very sorry for you, and we will assist you all we can. I don't suppose you can assist me. Mr. F., haven't you any friends that have died that you would like to see? Yes, I had a world of friends, but I can't make them see me. Mr. F, in a short time your friends will come where you are, because, don't you know, we all of us have to make that change? I think it will be better for you to try and look about you, and interest yourself in something in the life you are in now. S, how can I be interested when every interest is in this world, and I am so that I can't take hold of anything? Why, it is the most dreadful thing you ever knew. Mr. F, it must be, and we feel very sorry for you, but you must realize that someone is taking very great interest in you, because you are communicating with people that have not made the change. We are mortals. S, is that so? Mr. F, yes, and there are laws of communicating with mortals, and you can learn those laws. S, you just tell him to come right here, I want to speak to him. Mr. F, who? S, James. Mr. F, I don't know him. You are a perfect stranger to us, and we are sitting here for the purpose of communicating with spirits. S, it was so hard to die. I was determined I wouldn't die. Mr. F, that has made it hard for you. Mr. B, haven't you friends in spirit life, who have gone before you, that you would like to see? S, I have friends, yes. Mr. B, wouldn't you like to see them? S, oh, I have most forgotten them, the world was so dear to me. Mrs. B, this gentleman has a daughter over there, and she wouldn't come back here for anything. S, perhaps she wasn't situated as I was. Mrs. B, she had everything that heart could wish for. S, I feel she must have felt bad. Mrs. B, she felt bad, of course, when she went out, but now she wouldn't come back, it is so beautiful where she is. You will see her, she told us you were coming here tonight. She is a beautiful angel. S, I haven't seen her. Mrs. B, you will see her. Tom, see here, Miss Nelly. S, yes, sir. Tom, do you know that little Lulu is here? S, I don't see her. Tom, no, you don't see her, but she is here. S, I would like very much to see her. Tom, she's a dear little creature. You loved her, didn't you? S, I loved her, I love her, I do love her. Tom, and she loves you, and, do you know, she is real glad you have come to her. S, she shouldn't feel glad, because she must know what a disappointment it was to me, that it was good for me to stay. Tom, she loves you so much, and she knows and realizes that your body was diseased, and could not hold your spirit anymore, and had you got well you would always have been an invalid, you couldn't have gone about the way you did before you got sick. S, do you really believe that? Tom, I know it. Lulu told me that, had you not died, you would always have been an invalid, and then James would have tired of you. S, I don't think he could. How could he? How could he? Tom, he would have tired of you because you couldn't go around the way you used to, and, you know, he was a frivolous fellow, always wanting to be on the go. S, he was full of life, but he was not frivolous. Tom, in that way he was, and, let me tell you, you will bless the day you enter the new life. Grandma Perkins is glad you have come. S, oh dear. Oh dear. Tom, don't you remember Grandma? S, why, certainly I do. Tom, you have lots of folks over here that love you. You don't know half the beautiful things in the life you have now entered. S, I don't see them. Tom, no, because you are in such an excited condition. You didn't want to die. S, I didn't want to die. I was right there. It was not right to take me away. Tom, you know, you were careless and reckless, and took that cold and had that cough. S, who plays the piano? Mrs. B, I don't know. S, that is beautiful, isn't it? Mrs. B, I can't hear it. Mr. B, that music is for you. It is heavenly music. S, it is heavenly, very. I guess the gentleman knows who plays, don't you? Tom, oh, yes, that is Flora. S, dear. Dear. Isn't that lovely? Tom, you remember Flora? S, why, certainly I do. Can she play like that? Tom, she can now. S, oh, that is beautiful. Tom, this is a beautiful life you have entered, when you come to realize it, and grow to it, because it is all growth. Every day and every hour of why our existence now something new will come into your life which will make you more happy. You were brought here tonight for the purpose of partially working out of that unpleasant condition which you passed out of the body under. S. Can I go in that room where Flora is?
Tom,
yes, your friends will take charge of you and teach you about the new life, and show you many beautiful things which will interest you. And I am sure, after a short time, you will begin to feel that all things are well and right with you.
S. Here.
Here.
Isn't that beautiful?
Would you, please, go with me?
Tom,
yes, I will go with you.
S. I don't think I can go there.
It is too rough, isn't it?
Could you help me?
Tom, I will take you to a beautiful garden. S.
No.
No.
I want to go where Flora is.
Tom, you will have to wait a little. One thing you will have to learn is patience.
S. I want to go now.
I must go! I must go.
Tom, you will have to work to go where she is.
S. Please take me where she is, will you?
Tom, it is very beautiful where she is, but she has got there through patience and through labor. You will have to perform some duties first before you can have the reward.
S. Must I be alone?
Tom, oh, no.
You will have good, kind, loving friends to teach you, as fast as your spirit can take it up, of the duties pertaining to the life you have now entered.
S. I wish that you would, please, take me there.
Please, won't you?
Tom, you speak to Flora, she can hear you.
S. Do you think she could hear me?
Tom, to be sure, she can hear you.
S. Flora.
Flora.
She doesn't hear me.
Tom,
oh, yes, she does.
S. Why doesn't she answer me?
Tom, perhaps she can't now.
You call to her again.
S. Flora.
Flora,
S. Come.
Come.
S. You will take me now?
Tom,
yes, I will take you. But it will take a little time to get there.
Didn't you hear her?
She told you to come.
S. Come,
take me.
Take me.
Please, take me.
Tom, she told you to come.
S. I can't go alone.
Take me.
Take me.
Do, please, take me.
Tom, yes, I will take you. But you can't go there all at once.
I will take you where you will be taught how to go to her.
S. Do, please,
do.
Tom,
yes, I will.
I want you to realize that you have entered a very beautiful life, a life of endless progression, where at every advancing step something beautiful will be revealed to you of the glories and wonders of the great universe which is all about you. Will you go now?
S. Yes.
Tom, bid these kind friends good evening, and we will go.
S. Good evening, friends.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Friends, good evening.
Come and see us again.
Sunday, October 19, 1890. We bring a young lady who feels very bad. She doesn't know she has made the change. Eva.
S. Dear me.
I feel as if I am a perfect wanderer. I have no home, nobody will notice me.
Mr. B., come and stay with me, I will give you a home.
We will notice you.
S. They don't notice me at home.
Mr. B., the trouble with that is there has something happened to you.
S. I know there has something happened to me, but I can't tell what it is.
Mr. B., don't you remember being sick?
S. Yes, sir, I have been sick.
Mr. B., would you be surprised if you had passed over?
S. Passed over where?
Mr. B., made the change called death.
S. I don't think it could be.
Mr. B., you know you are very sick.
S. Yes, I have been very sick, but I can't tell Mr. B., you did make the change called death.
S. Oh, that is dreadful.
Isn't it?
Is this heaven?
Mr. B., not at present, but you will soon find the heaven you made for yourself.
Everyone in earth life makes their own heaven.
S. I can't think of such a thing.
I don't want to die.
I can't die.
I can't die.
Mr. B., you were not afraid to die, were you?
S. Yes, sir, I didn't want to die.
I can't die.
I can't die.
Mr. B., you have made the change, you have passed through all.
S. Oh, no, no, no.
I am here just the same.
Mr. B., you don't know where you are.
What place do you think you are in?
S. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It seems so dreadful.
Mrs. B., our daughter is over there. She told us you were coming.
She is in spirit life, too, and she is very happy. S, I didn't want to go to spirit life. It can't be.